It is Saturday, April 27, 2024, at 2:07 p.m. Yesterday, Suzanne Blake of Newsweek, off of MSN.com, reported the following. A law calling for a $20 minimum wage has led to brutal backlash as customers opt out of ordering delivery in Seattle, Washington. The Seattle City Council is in the middle of deciding whether to pass a new law that would adjust its prior pay-up bill that went into effect in 2022. The pay-up law enforced a minimum wage for gig workers, which includes delivery drivers for local restaurants and platforms like Uber Eats and DoorDash. Under pay-up, delivery drivers made $26 per hour, before accounting for mileage and tips. Under the new proposal, gig workers were provided a minimum wage of $19.97, which is Seattle's minimum wage, plus a per-mile minimum payment of 35 cents. However, this rule has many worried gig workers would go without a living wage. Quote, at the end of the day, this proposal is to return this industry to sub-minimum wages, which is why we oppose it, end quote. Danielle Alvarado, the executive director of Working Washington, told local station Fox 13, the pay-up bill led to extra customer fees on app deliveries, which fostered a significant reduction in customer demand. But it was also said to protect delivery drivers, who are forced to spend their own money on extra costs like gas and vehicle maintenance. Quote, under these revisions, drivers would still be paid at a guaranteed hourly rate, although some advocates say when you factor any other expenses these gig workers face, it would ultimately present a negative effect to their overall pay. Alex Bean, a financial literacy instructor at the University of Tennessee at Martin, told Newsweek. DoorDash said the company experienced 300,000 fewer orders within Seattle in the past 3 months. Wow. Likely related to the city's minimum wage guidelines and how they impacted consumer prices. It's painfully clear from listening to Dashers, merchants, and consumers that this new law simply isn't working. DoorDash said in a statement as reported by Fox 13, quote, the latest numbers show that the longer this law remains in place, the more harm it causes. The compromise proposal presented by Drive Forward that the city council is considering is a promising step toward increasing affordability for consumers and restoring millions in lost revenue for merchants and dashers in Seattle, end quote. Uber also said delivery orders had shifted down by 30% in the weeks following the law's passage. Quote, protecting gig workers is important, finance expert Michael Ryan, the founder of MichaelRyanMoney.com, told Newsweek, quote, but the real-world impacts have been pretty brutal for all sides so far. That's why the city council is now considering scaling back some of the wage requirements, end quote. The new law could be voted on by May 21st, and restaurants, employees, and customers alike are waiting to see how it will impact them financially. The law could also face amendments before being passed. Newsweek reached out to the Seattle City Council for comment via email. Bean said Seattle and other major cities are struggling to figure out how to pass minimum wages that fit the financial needs of employees while not harming the local economy. Quote, there seems to be a universal agreement that these workers deserve better wages than what they were receiving, but it's difficult to know exactly how much employers can give while also turning a profit, Bean said. The advocates calling for more transparency from employers in this space are spot on. We need a breakdown of where all these charges to the customer are going in order to know how much truth there is to the claim they can't pay over a certain amount, end quote. And that's the article. Okay, I'm not necessarily a big finances guy. I've never been big into math or money, issues. But I do remember years ago, just a few years ago, I think, in fact, Seattle passed a $15 an hour minimum wage law. And I know that I've mentioned this before. What I'd heard happen, because I remember reading an article about this, local restaurants that where they were, say, let's say they were paying the server, say, $2 or $3 an hour, and then they collected tips. And these folks were making $20 or $25 or $30 an hour in tips, maybe even. Now, all of a sudden, since the minimum wage was enacted, no more tips. Hey, sorry, instead of getting $2 or $3 an hour plus tips, you're just going to get $15 an hour straight off the top, and that's it. You don't get to hold on to any of the tip money, right? And so that's what happened to them. Also, no free lunch. Maybe you have to pay for your own lunch now. Oh, and also, maybe you also have to pay for your own parking spot, because we're talking about downtown Seattle, right? So once again, okay, the business is going to make up that lost revenue one way or another. They're probably going to pass it down to their employees, their service level, entry-level employees. If that doesn't work, or if they're having issues with that, then they're also going to have to pass it on to the customers, the consumers, and the cost of the food and whatnot. This is just, I think this kind of stuff is basic, the basic economics. Okay, so yeah, if you're going to tell DoorDash folks or Uber Eats folks that now they have to pay a little bit extra. They might just be like, you know what, forget it, I'm good. Or I'm going to make a run to Sam's Club or, Walmart, do a Walmart pickup, get all the stuff I need. Forget about having this thing because this is just not worth it. You know, I'm going to be a little bit more responsible with my time and order in bulk and buy enough stuff for the whole month or whatever instead of going, say, week by week. You know, you're just going to have to allot that time for it. So, once again, when you get the government involved in artificially inflating, you know, salaries in order to give them a, quote, livable wage, it sounds like from what it's saying here, this is common sense. It's just making things worse, okay? Because, and like that, there's that one meme that talks about you're not magically going to, you want to talk about, you got the Bernie-crats, you got the Bernie folks talking about they want a livable wage. They also want to create more jobs. Well, you're not going to increase the amount that an employer has to pay out to their employees and also have more jobs created. Actually, you're going to have fewer. You're going to have more jobs lost. That's common sense. That's logic. That's basic human logic. What you're going to have is a situation where maybe instead of having two employees, they have one working a certain shift. And well, you're going to have to do a little bit more now because you are a company person and now you're making more by law per hour. Even though, like I said, in the case of service industry folks like, like table bussers and, waiters and waitresses, they were actually making less when they took their tips away. It's unfortunate, but, sometimes folks on the far left have to learn the hard way that you cannot manufacture the market, like market interest in something. Okay, you can't, just because the local government says arbitrarily, well, now you're going to have to pay an extra $5 for Uber delivery or $10 for Uber delivery. Well, okay, most people are going to stop doing it. And that's going to hurt their business. That's going to hurt their bottom line. It's going to hurt everybody. Okay, so good for you on the front end where you were an Uber driver and you got more money, but now all of a sudden you're getting fewer and fewer calls. That's just the way it is. You can't manipulate the industry like that. It's not going to work. Okay, and so hopefully they're learning their lesson, but we're talking about Seattle, we're talking about the Pacific Northwest, which is pretty much the same as, California, Portland and Oregon, all the other areas on the Pacific coast. It's a dumpster fire, and I don't think they're going to learn. I don't think they're going to learn from their mistakes. They're going to double down on stupid, and they're going to do whatever they can because they're fighting for the little guy, even though they're not. Take care. God bless. Remember, Jesus Christ is Lord. Good day.